Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
It counts down to one. He bolts. I'm fucking Usain Bolt. Full fucking sprint.
Stop it.
He was like, we got to sign this broad up. She's ready.
Get her in some pads right now.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome, everybody, to the Calm Down podcast. Before we jumped on here, Aaron grabbed a knife that just was conveniently located on her desk, and we don't know why. Knives out.
Yeah. Claws out, knives out. We could do inventory on what's on my desk. I have 3 water bottles, a candle. Oh, 4 candles.
Are you the person that leaves the water bottles half empty?
Well, full disclosure, my husband's been gone for a week, so. I've been leaving shit everywhere. Yep, and now he's coming home today.
Shit.
Ladies, gents, all shit. Of it, any gender, are you the ones? And I'm not a messy person, and we've discussed this on here. Like, I'm not. But he does keep me in line. And when my week is how it is, it's easy to throw shit everywhere. And so he's been gone. The yoga mat's out. The weights aren't away. Our bedroom is a fucking disaster. I've got shit everywhere because I just, like, laid out. And now Big Daddy's coming home from Finland.
It's the quick pickup.
Uh-huh. The pickup. It's, my God. We have missed you, dear.
Dear. I do all the time. And the throwaway, because I have a thing about making the bed in the morning. And so I lose my mind when, and Steve's good about this. He's actually very good about picking up. But we don't live together, but we spend a lot of time together. And so I'm like, if I walk upstairs and the bed's not made, I'm like, what's happening here? And so then, but then when he doesn't stay here, I don't make the bed. And it's like, because because I'm boycotting it, because I'm like so disciplined about doing it that I feel like the parents are out of town. So like I get to have like the night where I like don't make the bed. Yeah, I know. It's so weird. And then I'll bitch about it.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Okay. Like unsolved mysteries. I really thought that you literally were like, I'm making it. And I was going to ask you, how do I make this a habit in my life?
I do. I'm really good about making the bed, but I feel like it's because I'm so regimented about it that I want that like free night, but I want the free night when he's not there because I don't give him a free night. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's kind of
yeah.
And I just feel like, oh, I can do what I want. Like it's my house. Like I'm not going to make the bed today. You ever have that feeling too? Like I ate on the couch the other day. I had ramen on the couch and I was like, oh my God.
I'm just excited you ate.
This is so exciting. I'm going to, you'll be proud of me. Guess what I'm in? I'm in a real soup phase. And you know I don't even like love soup. I know.
I'm writing it down.
I know. Aaron, when we talk about our favorite food. So Steve got this soup from Whole Foods that I'm so into. It's a chicken noodle and it's delicious. And it's like some mother's name, like Martha or something kind of soup. It's delicious. But then he made the mistake of going to Air One. Air One's such a racket, okay? They want to charge you.
I don't know it. I'm not involved. Tell me everything. It's all the rage. There's a Hailey Bieber smoothie. People say the fruit tastes amazing. I don't have an Air One in my area, so I don't deal. Tell me everything.
I don't know if they're outside of California. Anyone that's listening to this podcast that's in California, Air One is like the Neiman Marcus of grocery stores. It's a real, like, it's 10 times the price of Whole Foods. So we're already astronomical.
Is it all organic?
Allegedly.
What's the deal?
I don't know. But some of the stuff is really good. Like they're hot. Like they have, like when you go actually in the store and it's like, what do they call that? Like where it's like being made in front of you, like the hot
area. The hot bar?
Yeah, hot bar, is that something? I don't know. Like the burritos, like stuff like that's pretty good. But this soup, no shit, the soup in a glass container was $25. $25. Yeah. And then there's a $3 fee for taking the glass with you. You don't even get to keep the glass. Or you have to buy the glass, but you get $3 if you bring it back. This whole, who are the people that are bringing the glass back? Or the people that bring their cups back to Starbucks to get the refill, or the people that bring their grocery
bags. You can
bags.
Do that at Starbucks?
Yeah, like a refill thing where it's like if you bring your cup, because it like encourages recycling, which we appreciate. Oh, we also want to do our part so to help the environment. I'm just saying, I'm not good at that. I'm not good at bringing the glass back for the soup and you're going to charge me $3. I'm not good at bringing the cup back to Starbucks and getting the 25 cents off my drink. I don't know, but I can't go into Air One ever again. I'm over it. I'm over spending money on that kind of stuff. I'll tell you what we will spend money on. Sheets. On our pregame, one of these sweet listeners asked us something about bed sheets. What was the question? The question induced something about spending money. And yeah. I said, you need to spend money on sheets because that's where you spend the majority of your time. And now people get mad. They're like, why are you gonna spend so much money on da da da? Well, because you're in them all night long, Lionel Richie. Mm-hmm. And why do you not want to have a comfortable sleep? So if anyone out there has bed sheets that they are into, let us know, because I'm always open to trying the house and home component of my life. I'm a connoisseur. I'll try them all. I'll try the Brooklinen is a lower price sheet, but soft. I suggest the sateen model for those. The thread count is pretty good. Serena and Lily has great sheets. There's also, what else? Oh, there's the Cozy Earth sheets. Anyways, I will put them all together on a list if anyone really cares about
sheets.
So what's
your favorite? If it's you, do like your ranking. Like if you have a budget, if you are middle of the road, and if you're like, just want to get by, like what's your top three?
Casa Luna is a cheap Target line that actually has great sheets. And there's the sateen line as well, which is like a soft, sort of like silky sheet. It also depends on the weather. I like a jersey sheet sometimes when it's cold outside. I like to feel like cozy and that those are at the lake. So Casa Luna's number one for cheap. Then I go Brooklinen, Serena and Lily, and then Frezza. It's like F-R-E-Z-E-Z-Z-E. It's an Italian brand. That's getting crazy. That's like you're at the Four Seasons and then
excuse
some.
Excuse me.
But I'll put together a list.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, for anyone else that cares.
We have sheets that like are kind of like our crappy sheets. Like, look, we have an 80-pound like gorilla that gets on our bed, up and down off our bed. That's a decision we made. We embrace it. It is what it is. But we at our place in Montana, we have two very good friends that just made us feel very special and was like, this is what you need to put. And we did these Serena and Lily sheets. And so as a Christmas gift for Jarrett, I decided to get him our bed sheets from Montana and put them on our house here. But we still have our crappy ones, too. We rotate. And we got in those sheets and it was
party time.
God.
Good sheets are great. So if you guys have other suggestions that I don't know about, let us know. What's going on, sister?
Wait, I want to talk about the Air One thing because I didn't say anything about that. So when I first came to California for Dancing with the Stars, I was living in Atlanta at the time, and they put us at the Palazzo Apartments in Hollywood.
I lived at the Palazzo.
That's right. We talked about this. Yes. Mm-hmm. So we were there, and the Air One was right next to it. And I just remember I was like, oh my God, what am I doing out here? This is crazy. And they were like, so exciting because Air One is right next to your apartment. So I went one day. I was so insecure about the place. They had brands I never even knew. Everyone was at this hot bar. I had been living in Atlanta, Georgia for 10 years. And I was like, what in the hell is this? So yeah, I don't understand it. The only thing I remember about Air One was when the Kardashians went there because they felt like Kourtney had bad BO and they decided to go and make her do a bunch of deodorants. Anyways, that's all. I don't know anything about that place.
It's also a place where if you guys, because I live in an area, Venice is where I live. And there's like the different like hipster like vibes, like the actual like look of who's like shopping in the Air One. Like these people got ready to go there to spend $25 on a soup and $3 on a glass jar that they're going to forget to return. I'm like, are these all models here? Like just wandering around the store. Are you guys picking up people? Are you here to meet people? The Air One is no joke.
How do the people afford this shit all the time, too?
I don't know, but I'm going to gather up the glass jars around here for my newfound soup the soup enthusiast that I am and return them immediately.
What tastes better, the soup from Air One or the soup from Whole Foods? Be honest.
Whole Foods.
Really?
Not even a question. Yeah, because it's too natural, the other one. Yeah. I need a little salt in this bitch. Like, I don't need you to remove all the fun. You know, I'm new to the soup game. You got to give me where I'm swollen in the morning when I wake up. Progressive.
So Air One is all in Southern California. Our fabulous producer, Ryan, said that in our little chatty poo as he's doing four jobs at once. Hey, what started this soup kick? Because I love soup.
Because it's fucking freezing in Los Angeles. And this is, I know that's, okay. I've lived in Connecticut. I've lived in New York. We get it. I don't need to hear like, oh, you try living in Minnesota. No, I'm not going to try living in Minnesota. I'm sorry. I'm never going to live there because I cannot handle the cold. But it has been perpetually cold here, at least if our standards of California. And I'm turning the heat on. I'm blasting the heat and I just can't get warm. So I feel like even yesterday, the other Saturday when I was at work, I don't drink tea. I'm not a tea drinker. I respect the people that are like, oh, I'll have a cup
of tea. You had a cup of tea.
I had a cup of tea at work. I couldn't even have a cup of coffee. I wanted to have a cup of tea because it was like piping hot. I just wanted something to hold in my hand.
Oh my God, so I love it.
I've been into ramen. I've been into, so the bringing it back full circle to the conversation, I was sitting on my couch eating ramen and I was like, I was never allowed to do that shit as a kid. Like you eat up at the table, you don't bring any food into the living room. So as an adult, it's kind of fun to be like, ooh, I get to do this. Mind you, I've been doing this for a while as a 40-year-old, but I don't know. Yeah. Sometimes it's fun to just be like, oh, I'd get in trouble if I was doing this at my house when I was a kid.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win and it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
For those of you tuning in, we are headed into the NFC and AFC championship weekends right around the corner to decide who is headed to the Super Bowl. Of course, Fox has a Super Bowl this year, which is very exciting. Aaron will be on the sidelines. I don't know what I'm doing. The pregame shows are still working themselves out, but we will be in Arizona for the week. So you just landed 5 minutes ago from San Francisco. What a game.
What a gal. Yep. It was
so
great.
Much fun. Tell us everything.
I feel bad when people lose. I know that's all about sports and what we do for a living. But like, I called my dad after and I was like, I just feel bad. I love when you do this and you become friends with people and you know, it's more than just like their jobs. It's their lives. It's their families. I mean, I lived that, not in the NFL, you know, world, in the NHL world. It's their life and it's hard. And I feel bad for Dak. I do.
Yeah.
That's hard. And but it was great. It was a great vibe. It was a great scene. I was on 49ers sideline and I kept saying to Greg and Kevin during the break, like that defense, they had been challenged by Kyle Shanahan and D'Amico Ryans early in the week that they felt like Dallas was the better defense on Monday night against the Bucs. So who's going to show up this week? They were just like, Carissa, you would have gotten off on it. Like the way that they were just like firing each other up before they went on the field. And then like I was imitating it for Greg and Kevin last night as we walked onto our flight home. Like Bosa, he'd make a huge ass play on third down. And then he'd walk back onto the sideline where I was like, barreling through guys, like all the way through, and they're like, ah, and it was just so much fun. You know, it's hard, like for me, I'm such a tomboy and I feel like I'm a part of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it was just, that defense was so jacked up. If you like defense, that was the game for you. Points were hard to come by. It was wild.
Yeah, I was going to say it was 6-6, 9-6. And thank God Brett made a field goal. I was like, I was like, oh no.
I can't imagine
the mental component of that, right? Where as a kicker, like you've missed so many things. But anywho, yeah. It was it was an enjoyable watch. Any game that has to come down to the very end is enjoyable. I was confused about a lot of things that happened at the end of that game, though.
Yeah.
Clock management again. Like there was a lot of like.
I know. I want to go. I can't wait to turn on the TV and just hear what the peeps I enjoy and respect mm-hmm. are saying. I was quickly just talking to our friend and features producer Joel Santos before I hopped on, and he was giving me his thoughts on a couple of things. But yeah, I was confused too. And then it's all happening for me in real time. And I'm trying to think like, am I getting Purdy? Am I getting Kittle Purdy? Am I getting Warner? Like it's really hard to kind of took it all in.
Do you decide that? Or do you ask like your producer? Yeah, like
I'm in contact with our studio show as well. And they were like, we need Purdy. But as you and I know, Purdy uh-huh. and Kittle are a great package together. They kind of, you know, talk about each other, which is great. I thought I didn't know how much time we had in our post-game show. And I thought obviously the defense played balls out. Mm-hmm. Warner was amazing. So I wanted to grab him too. I will tell you one thing that happened, and I'm praying somebody got this, even though I know I'm not the story, but last time I did a 49ers game, a great calm down listener fan sent it to our IG. I've always talked about my halftime interviews with Kyle Shanahan. Points were hard to come by in that first half. The offense was just struggling, which he thought they would against this Dallas defense. Hi, Howie. He's staring at me for breakfast. No. halftime interview. Kyle likes to do it going in. So I have to wait right by the goalpost outside the 49ers locker room. And the reason for that is instead of being on the actual sideline, I wait by the goalpost because I kind of cut him off. He's running this way. I cut him off.
Strategic.
Carissa, it counts down to one. He bolts. I'm fucking Usain Bolt. I fucking went. Like, they shot the gun and I ran. And I cut him off. I don't know how I didn't tear a hammy. I don't know how I didn't tear my Achilles.
Were you actually running?
Full fucking sprint.
Stop it.
Sprinting.
In that jacket?
If anyone has the video, I will take it. Because I'll tell you another thing I don't know. I don't know how John Lynch hasn't signed me to a contract because my 40, outstanding.
Oh,
at 43
God.
Or 44. In fact, I can't wait to talk to Kyle Shanahan this week. I know he's got a lot on his mind, but don't tell me for a second he wasn't impressed with how this gal moved it. And I hope he was because PR after that interview turned and said to me, oh my God. And I said, what? Did someone get hurt? And they were like, we don't know how you didn't get hurt.
Oh!
You freaking ran his ass down. I mean, sign me up, Kyle.
Well,
and
here's
Lynchy.
The thing about that. If you
I
don't get there, if you don't get
oh,
there, he's not waiting for you. And I mean, he loves you, but like, he's not waiting for you.
No, he's got bigger things to do. Full disclosure, he did stop, but I think he stopped because he was like,
so impressed.
We got to sign this broad up. She's ready.
He's like, what's her eligibility? Get her in some pads right now.
No offense to CD Lamb or Brandon Ayuk, but I was fucking running, had him, short sprint. I was ready.
I used to try to be really cute on the sidelines with like bullshit wedges and shit like that when I first started. And then
you're cute on the sidelines now, you idiot.
I'm not having to run
heels?
After coach. But babe,
well, there's
I'm
that.
Not having
yeah.
to run after and walk. Do you ever keep track? Are you a steps counter? Do you keep track of like steps when people are like, oh, I keep steps?
Yeah, but what's hard for me is that I only do one sideline. So my steps aren't that great, but I would have loved to have known my time. Damn it. I am just making a plea to Calm Down Nation because we are a nation. Forget 49ers Nation. If anyone has that video, will you please send it? Because I was in all white. And as Jared Stoll called it, I look like white lightning yesterday. I was a flash of lightning. I had to have been.
God.
I was so impressed.
This is what. Okay, wait, hold on. I was impressed with this. So watching the game, I always I know what you're wearing. Well, first of all, I loved your outfit yesterday. I love a winter white. And that jacket was so great.
It was so good.
I like to watch. Like I like to find you on the sideline, like when they, like depending on like what happened. So there was one, I'm standing up and showing, if you, those of you guys watching on YouTube. So Aaron's standing like behind like a lot of the Niners players who are behemoth of men. And so at one point you went like this, you were like peering over, like trying to like see what was happening. And I said to Steve, I go, oh, there she is. But first of all, and every time I see Aaron on TV, I act like I don't know she's on TV. I rewound it to show. I was like, look, there she is.
And dead. You're
like jumping over like the line, trying to look and see what was happening in the play. But I'm very proud of you. Way to get him, because I'm trying to think if I ever missed, because I was trying to be too cute when I was a sideline reporter and wear dumb shoes. But yeah, they're not waiting for you. Keep it moving,
folks.
No,
they're not waiting for you. And the other thing is, as you keep going deeper into the playoffs, those sidelines get more and more crowded with photographers, press. Yeah. And obviously, there's medical out there, and their sidelines were packed yesterday. And to your point,
Jerry Rice, looking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I can't even see over that necklace. Put that thing away. I thought Trent Williams wore some hardware. What is that
thing? Or Justin Jefferson putting them to shame with that thing. My God.
Jeez, oh, please. But I was like peering. And in the beginning of games, you're like, sorry. I don't want to get in the way. Finally, third quarter, I'm like, excuse me. And I just walk up and I think I'm in the coach's box with Kyle, like legs spread apart, and, you know, arms on my knees, like breaking it down. All right, guys, second and five. What do we call it?
Get the headset on while we're at it. Oh, man. No, that was good. Yeah. I also...
What happened to the Bills? I didn't get to watch.
They just couldn't offensively...
Was it their defense or what?
That defensive front for the Bengals was unbelievable. And they were also out three offensive linemen, the Bengals were. So I thought that that was going to be an issue. Yeah. And so heading into that game, I was like, oh, this might not be so good, but I didn't have the balls to bet on it. I did bet on the Niners, though.
You did?
Yeah, I got to dig myself out of the hole that I'm in, so I felt good about that. But anyways, so yeah, and Buffalo just couldn't get anything going offensively. Like, that freaking Bengals team was ready. And mind you, they've had the Kansas City Chiefs number all year long. I think they beat them the last three straight games. Ryan, correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's three straight that the Bengals have beat the Chiefs.
He said correct. He also said they ran the ball really well, and Joey B is a stud.
A stud. Yeah, they just couldn't. That the defense couldn't slow them down, and conversely, like, offense for the Buffalo just couldn't get things going. Stephon Diggs was animated on the sideline, like, playing, yeah, you know, making that a point. Yeah, but, and I like Josh Allen's such a class act. Like, he's just like, class. Hey, he's a passionate guy. He wanted the ball. Like, he wanted to win. Yeah, I'm really bummed. I mean, for obvious reasons, it's easy to root for that team. But it was really a special moment seeing DeMar Hamlin there up in the box and, you know, pumping up the crowd and everything, which is insane. It was only 20 days ago, this gentleman lost his life on the field and was resuscitated 20 days ago. And now he was back in the stadium. But yeah, they'll get there. I think it's just, this was a really tough year for them. They were displaced twice with snowstorms, playing in Detroit. Not like I'm making excuses for Buffalo. They're a very talented team, but excited to see that matchup. Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes once again. Interested to see how his ankle's doing.
I was just going to say, Rye, is there any update today on that ankle? I'm assuming, I've been in my own little
hole. Oh, sorry, you've been worried about a division.
Oh, sorry. But I didn't. I figured if there was like drama with the MRI, it would have been on every channel.
They said it was better than they expected when he woke up in the morning. Good. But yeah, Tony Pollard said. Yeah.
Oh, Tony Pollard broke his leg. God, I feel so bad for that guy. He's been through it.
Also, like,
the worst part about all this stuff.
Yeah.
What?
Well, I just feel like watching. I can't watch the replay 10 times. It's hard for me to like watch that.
No.
I'm like,
Nope,
can't do it.
Yeah, no, it's tough.
But excited for you to go to Philly. That's a great matchup. That's going to be fun, man. Those are some young kids. Look at who's in the playoffs. You've got Brock Purdy, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow,
like we wrote it up,
and Jalen Hurts. All of these cats are what, in 20 something years old? Like babies.
Yeah, they're fresh as a daisy. We're old as you know.
Yeah,
what.
I know. It's also happening. I was thinking about that when I was sitting down with Saquon. I was like, I could be your mother. I could actually
How is
be
Saquon?
Your
I
mother.
Thought the interview was great. He's adorable. I feel bad for the Giants too. Love the I don't want anyone to lose. I'm a I big softie in the end.
I'm with you. He's good. He's quiet. I think, I mean, look, here's the thing. And you were the first person to, you know, tell me how great he was. But like with the Brian Daboll situation and coming there, that organization is at least turned the corner, like winning a playoff game and at least trending in the right direction. But yeah, he's cute.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win and it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
What else did I want to talk to you about? I've got a lot of things here. We've got, Wi-Fi. I'm on a real kick about Wi-Fi.
Ooh.
Can someone smarter than me explain to me why we have to have Wi-Fi passwords? Why they have, why when we're checking into hotel rooms, it's like, the Wi-Fi passcode is. What is this secret world of Wi-Fi? And why do we have to buy it? Why does it sometimes not work? Like, we send people to outer space in 9 minutes.
Is this
and
mine
return.
That went down?
Oh, no. See? Is it the Wi-Fi? Oh, it's probably the Wi-Fi.
You were saying, dear?
As I was just saying, and this is exactly my point, why? Why the Wi-Fi? I need someone that is an engineer and can explain this to me better than my own misunderstanding of it. I don't get why it's this secret world of Wi-Fi. And on the plane, for example, Delta, I love you. You're my preferred airline.
Yeah, you
I am
do.
A tried and true Delta gal.
Girl.
I will go out of my way. I will, girl, Croy, I will get on a connection through Atlanta. Kim Zolciak, love your wig collection. I wore it in an interview. So I'm just saying, like, I don't understand it. I don't know why we need passcodes. I don't know why it doesn't work on the plane when you tell me there's Wi-Fi. And now it's all confusing to me. I don't get it. And I would love to understand.
So I think the password, Einstein over here, is for the whole security portion of the show. Correct, Amundo? I do think that's what the reason is. So your shit isn't leaked. Your shit isn't hacked into. But you're saying it should just be a free for all, or what do we? I don't
get
like, it.
I feel
I
like because the internet. Well, here's the thing: because it's like, oh, if you go on your phone, right, from like 5G or whatever to like Wi-Fi, can they hack my phone? Maybe as someone who's had their phone hacked, was I on the Wi-Fi? Was I on 5G? Like, what's happening here? Somebody walk me through why this secrecy and this world of when you even have to ask? I was in like a communal workspace in New York. You heard me, communal workspace. And I was like, hey, can I get the Wi-Fi? And they were like, are you a member here? And I'm like, I'm here with my friend. My friend's working over here. I can't get a Wi-Fi passcode because I'm not a member here. So now I'm like having to hack into the portal to get the Wi-Fi. And my girlfriend Megan's like, well, maybe I can share it with you. are you sharing like the secrets to like, I don't know, some treasure that I'm like hunting? No, I don't understand. Just give me the fucking Wi-Fi. And somebody explain to me why this is a secret society. I don't get it. So that's what I've been on this week.
What? Oh, okay. I was going to say,
couldn't get it on the plane.
What brought this
couldn't
on?
Get it on the plane.
Got it.
Had to share the Wi-Fi. Had the hotel that the fucking TV didn't even work at the hotel I was at, waiting for the engineer. How about that call? Okay. You know, you pay the company and Fox, right? I'm there for work. You pay all this money. You put us up in these hotels and then the TV doesn't work. And then I called down and I can't get anyone on the phone. Hey, can I get a razor? Forgot the razor. I've called three times now to get the razor. Customer service has gone to shit. Okay. And then the sweet engineer that comes in to fix the TV, he can't fix it. Now we're going back and forth. And finally, I'm like, forget it. You know, I'm just going to sit in my own thoughts. I'm trying to stay off Instagram. And now I'm forced to scroll to the end of the phone to go back on Instagram because the phone doesn't work. Now I got razor burn from an old razor and I got problems and I'm cold and I can't get on the Wi-Fi.
How can you even get on Instagram when you don't have the Wi-Fi password?
I had to resort back to the 5G. Thank God the AT&T account worked. I was probably hacked. I was in a real vulnerable state because I wasn't on Wi-Fi. God. Oh, and then this, and then when you get on the Wi-Fi of the airport, you got to acknowledge and you're signing. That can't be protecting me. I'm signing away my life. I agree. I'm scrolling down. I'm looking for the box at the, you know.
Yeah, JFK, this thing's really that's protecting real safe. Me.
Yeah, that's safe. That feels like a place that I really want to just open up my world to.
This isn't a rant from me, but this is a goodie because it reminds me. So we were just in a hotel, obviously, in Santa Clara, because, you know, they don't play in San Francisco anymore. Mm-hmm. By Silicon Valley, all the Google techs, all the, you know, software people out there. We stayed in a nice hotel, but the hotel needs a bit of an upgrade. And Kevin Burkhart, who's a dream. And when he gets in on a rant, he's great.
Yes.
And again, this is full disclosure. We're not super big snobs, but when you live on the road, you just want things to be a certain way. So we're at this hotel, like smack in the middle of, you know, like where all these tech people live and work and, you know, we're connected to a building where they're, you know, smarter than
the roads
shit.
Are paved in marble because the taxes in that region are...
So true. So Kev was saying our rooms, our air is very dicey because it's a dial. It's not even like a digital one. He goes, we're in the middle of Silicon Valley and I can't get a digital air conditioner and heater unit like thermostat. I got to use this thing. I'm rolling around and like, you know, it's like 70 to 75. So what am I on? And I'm sorry. I do think those 2 degrees make a huge fucking difference.
It does.
And then didn't want to bitch yesterday because we had already bitched. Our meeting room was so small. And when you've got playoffs, you've got like, you know, 25 people in there. We're trying to watch the Giants Eagles game. I walk in. It just smells like boys and in like bad food because they're all like nestled in watching the Giants get killed.
How dare you breathe?
Yeah. And so I walk in, I'm like, woof on this. And so last night we're on the plane going home and Kev had already mentioned the thermostat. And I was like, by the way, I said, I know the new fad and I'm thinking of you, cold plunges are to take like a quick cold shower. I said, love how the hotel wanted us to do that because absolutely no hot water yesterday. And Kev's like, I know, try shaving with no hot water. Like I just blew off shaving at that point when it was all cold. Poor Kev.
There was no hot water?
No hot water.
What were you? Who was it? Was it the Bengals or was it, or was it your game?
Giants.
Oh, it was the Giants. Yeah, hot no water hot water.
In Philly, yeah.
Which is its own thing because you know that they were fucking with them. I feel like that's for sure an inside job.
So who was fucking with us? Like another network? Like, we want you to have a
CBS
bad broadcast.
CBS is out to get you.
Tony Romo wants, you know, Kev to have razor burn.
I still do. Hey, the razor burn thing's a real thing. I swear to God. I mean, there's got to be better options out there for razors. I mean, and I wasn't even just like using, I wasn't using a great one, but I wasn't using a bad one. Oh, we got a leaf blower. Do you hear it?
Oh, but it's perfect. Why not? 8:50 on a Monday morning. I do have to tell you, full disclosure, I do things that are not smart all the time to my face and my body when I'm on the road. What do I do the night before I sit down with Dak Prescott? I decide to be Carissa Thompson and I shave my face with my Quattro razor. Not shit. Cinco, but shit. Quattro.
Shit. Were you trying to reenact Josh Allen's commercial? Mach 3.
Carissa,
Mach this.
I actually have a question. Do you put anything on your face before you bick it?
No.
Because I was like, should I put conditioner on it? Like, should I be putting anything on this? So I only
bare bones.
I only did this part. And Jillian, by the way, said I did a good job. But there's no way I'm putting a fucking razor up here.
Oh, no.
Okay.
There's no forehead involved here. No, think Santa Claus. Think Santa Claus. Just do the beard. I shave my beard on a regular basis.
But I didn't do the neck because I was really
scared. How'd you feel?
Scared.
Were you nervous around the corners?
I wasn't going near the corners. I'm going to do my derma flash for that one today. But yeah, I didn't go anywhere near the corners. I just went on the cheeky poos.
Okay. Okay. Welcome.
Thank you.
To the world of shaving your face.
But yeah, I was so worried. So do you do that with a hotel razor?
No.
I was sweet no. Jesus.
No, I'm not ready. I've had enough issues with my face in the world of acne for the better part of 40 years that I can't afford any more like issues in that department. No, I use the Gillette something, blah, blah, blah. I use a dude's razor because, I mean, think about that. That's what's going on the face and they really know some mobility around the corners. So
yeah,
I'm into it.
I went the old shit quattro. No. Was like, I may need quattro stitches if this doesn't go well.
Although now I'm concerned because we started this saying that you were breaking out. So is it from the quattro?
But I didn't go there. I just went this area. So I don't know what's happening here. You'll see it later today. It's tough.
Oh, my God. Well, we ended last podcast with Aaron's tease for this week that it was called Powder Room Etiquette. And this is a story that I cannot wait for Aaron to share with Calm Down Nation.
Well, we were just talking about etiquette, right? And we were talking about, you know, like if you have to use the restroom and you are around other people, like best places to do it because it's tough. Like if you got to get it in,
if you're staying at someone's house, if you're with work people.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. So we were all kind of talking about it and we were like listing the worst places to do the deed if you had to do it around others. I am going to say without a doubt, and I would think goes without saying, you're not going in a powder room, but there's people that are like, you got to go. Not in a powder room.
Not at the conversion center of all the bathrooms. It's the bathroom that everyone's going to use.
It's like the command center.
Exactly. You should sneak off into one of those guest bedroom bathrooms.
100 P.
And be accused of sneaking around someone's house to do the deed as opposed to just making an announcement that I just took a dump in the foyer of your house. Because that powder room is front and center. And I don't know. Those are some terrorists. Who's ever doing the deed in the powder room need to
That's
go to counseling.
The command center, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. So if you are
you know what?
Dire
just go in the
need.
Kitchen. Just get on the island and just drop some shit in the middle of the island. Because that's basically what you're doing in the powder room. Because there's no getting around that. It is the epicenter of the house. The kitchen and the powder room. It is the two places the living room as well. So fine, you want to shit on the coffee table? That's what you're telling me you're doing in the powder room. Okay? As a guest in this house, you go to the guest room.
You go to a guest room. And if it's that bad and you feel embarrassed going to a guest room, then what you should be like us. Make a scene. Tell everyone. I got to be honest. My stomach is killing me.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to check out your sheets. I'm going to check out your sheets in your guest room. I want to check the thread count of your sheets. Okay, it does.
I
might lay down for a little bit afterwards. Okay, I just want to get in the bed. I want to lay down. I want to feel how your sheets do. So leave me in there for a while. It's going to be a minute. Okay, I'll be back with the review of your sheets. Oh, my God. So, yeah. So what we've learned on this week's podcast is don't be an asshole, shit in the powder room. Someone give me the goddamn Wi-Fi password. And you know what? Tip your waitresses and waiters and Calm Down Nation. Thanks for submitting your questions.
And I still have eligibility left.
And Aaron is very fast.
John Lynch, I'm waiting for your call.
We love you guys. Send us your questions. We got a big week coming up. Lots happening. Love you all. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.